producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ukrainian forces destroy Russian convoy. I mean, this is escalating so fast that we ought to cue up the end of the Ray McGovern interview from a few days ago, where he said it ends with thermonuclear war. This is beyond the Cuban Missile Crisis. Hope and change turns to rage. Shooting a black youth comes amid dire social disparities. My concern is black-on-black crime is anywhere on the statistics from 5 to 12 to 14 to 7 to 9. I mean, the numbers all vary, but you can look up the Justice Department's own numbers. Black-on-black crime. No one gets upset in Chicago when three or four black people get shot a day by black people and killed. More than 15 a day get shot on average. Look it up. Don't believe me. Type in how many people get shot a day in Chicago. It's about 15, about three or four die a day on average during the summer. It's a couple less during the winter and other months. I mean, I know these numbers. I see them every day. The numbers come across the desk here. Why is no one, I mean, it's like, why aren't the black people upset about 52% of blacks being aborted before they're born? No, they only get upset when a cop shoots a black person, even if it's a black cop shooting a black person. And, I mean, yeah, the cops do lie about it. Sometimes they shoot black people in the back and then lie about it, like what we saw in San Francisco. And it's the lying that then makes the public not trust police. So what are the police doing? I want to ask Joe Biggs this. We're going to go to Josh Owens coming up. Joe, this is not how you win the hearts and minds. Like we said 3 days ago when you first got there, this is going to escalate things. Now we have demonstrations nationwide, them attacking reporters. And now, sure enough, they're saying that reporters thank them. Al Jazeera thanks them and that they were there helping them with rubber bullets, tear gas, and flashbangs. And they were there helping them with their equipment when they told them turn it off and dismantle it. I guess the Washington Post reporter eating at McDonald's who was arrested by paramilitary and slammed into the wall, I guess he was being helped as well, Joe Biggs.
Joe Biggs here, Infowars.com, Ferguson, Missouri. I agree with you. I mean, I've never heard of protect and serve in that manner. You know, entering a McDonald's and then slamming a reporter, that's out of this world. That lets you know that things are starting to fall apart. The other day was just complete and total lawlessness by the police officers here. I mean, they were looking for something to do. They wanted to use that equipment they had. They got that stuff from Washington, and they were itching to use every single thing that they had.
What would happen with your tours in Iraq and Afghanistan if you guys acted like this?
Well, someone would probably call in to one of their Taliban buddies, and then probably within 15 to 20 minutes, we'd be ambushed from all directions and eventually die. You don't treat people like they're animals. You know, the other day they had everyone cornered into an area and then pointing rifles at them. How do they expect people to react when there's a sniper rifle at them? And a lot of people are saying, oh, these guys are thugs, they're thugs. Tell me how you would react at home if someone points a sniper rifle at you, at your chest, or your child. How would you feel?
I got to be honest. I mean, I don't think it's good what they're doing, but as a man, at a primitive gut level, you've got to admire people that'll throw bricks or pieces of brick at police when they're aiming machine guns at you. I mean, you got to actually say those folks are, that's pretty ballsy.
Well, one of the guys told me something. He's like, if you're passionate about something enough, you're willing to die for it. And he said, we're willing to die for the justice that we want. We're willing to die so we don't have police brutality in our town anymore. He's like, I'm willing to take a bullet from one of these officers so my daughter can grow up safely, so we can make a change to get these corrupt officers out of here.
Yeah, for those that don't know, we're going to come back and talk to Joe on the other side. For those that don't know, there's been a lot of allegations of police brutality and out-of-control behavior, and the force is like 60 people. Only three of them are black. So I think that's the big issue here. We'll be right back.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I tell you, it's really shameful on all sides here. The looters, the people calling for killing the police attacking Washington Post, Al Jazeera, Infowars.com reporters. And then coming out on Fox News today, we read the statement earlier, and saying they were assisting the media when they overran us and tore down the TV equipment. We have HD footage from both angles. They said, turn your cameras off, charge hundreds of yards, firing, attacking. There's video of all of it from the front and back and side. Just absolutely ridiculous. And then separately, you've got locals saying that they saw Michael Brown with his hands up being shot in the back. But then other witnesses said there was a scuffle on the ground with the officer by the police car. And it's beginning to lean towards the police at least telling the truth partially. But how do you know that when they lie so much, folks? I mean, Al Jazeera said they were terrified, shot, chased their car, guns pointed at their heads after being tear gassed for no reason. Our reporters were there, and they're saying that Al Jazeera thanks them. Al Jazeera says that is not true. I mean, again, this is just getting ridiculous. But this is breaking up on InfoWars.com. Ferguson cops say Michael Brown robbed store before he was killed. And now we're seeing some of his online photos and things that we'll put up on screen. And he looks pretty thug life, ladies and gentlemen. But police released surveillance video, stills allegedly showing teenager choking the shopkeeper. You know, I love how thugs always rob these chains where the shopkeeper couldn't be armed. They don't do that to the mom and pops. Because let me tell you, I mean, I can fight, but if somebody comes in and starts trying to assault me, I'm not going to get in a physical altercation in my business. I'm going to pull a gun out and say, get out of my store. And if they try to assault me, I'm going to shoot them. And that's why the store got torched by the thugs who put snitch on it, because the word got out that he dared call that the guy came in and was snatching merchandise. When the shopkeeper tried to stop him, because they get fired if they don't, he began choking him, and you know, basically, because he was three times bigger than the shopkeeper. And again, we need to post in Watson's article the photo of Brown that's up on Drudge. Can we punch that up right now from Drudge on the left-hand side? Hope and Chain turns to rage. And it's the whole thug life, to the world attitude. MSNBC's done the regular deal of trying to show photos of when he was younger, just like with Trayvon Martin. Again, it's all part of each side lying and manipulating as much as they can. I mean, we could get up here on air and lie as well. I don't want to do that. I want to really try to find the truth. So what's the final equation here? The globalists are manipulating this whole symphony and trying to get demonstrations going nationwide so Obama can be the peacekeeper and the referee and try to call for calm while his surrogates, Al Sharpton, the Justice Department, and others, run around stirring up as much racial animus as they can, because he hasn't delivered to the black community. He hadn't delivered to anybody but the offshore globalists. So all they've got's race now, and black folks are turning against Obama all over the country. And white folks are turning against the political system and the rhino Republicans. So what do? You get Fox News making it racial, making it about Al Sharpton, shelling the police state that everybody's waking up to as something that's, well, for those black people, so it's okay. No, it's for everybody. What you do to the least of me, you've done to me, as Christ said. You can do this to poor people, you can do it to anybody. So that's what's going on here.
Where Obama is.
Okay, yeah, we've beeped out some of that there. But that's the type of stuff that's going on. But that's not even the real criticism of, they're saying, where's Sharpton at? Well, he's hanging out and can hardly walk back doing a press conference. Obama has his Justice Department there stirring things up. While all this is happening, Ukrainian forces have destroyed a Russian convoy and are saying it was military. The Russians are saying it was aid. And the U.S. is sending 600 troops, APCs, and tanks to surround the Russians, to, quote, reassured threatened allies. This is really cruising towards military conflict. They got missile cruisers off the coast there in the Black Sea menacing the Russians so that Russia can't respond to a first nuclear strike. They're trying to push the Russians into attacking us. We have high-level intel. That's the plan. We have missing nuclear weapons out of Dyess Air Force Base. You notice as soon as we reported that, all hell broke loose, and they said, yeah, there are nukes on the East Coast. Al-Qaeda's going to bomb us with them if we don't attack Syria, when Syria is the opposite group than Al-Qaeda. We are under nuclear blackmail, folks. We don't even know the full extent of what's going on, but it's very serious. The borders are down. The dollar's being devalued. All these wars are starting. The globalists are announcing our kids belong to the state. The surveillance grid's out in the open. The NSA is spying on the Tea Party. It is getting crazier by the minute. And we need cooler heads to prevail and not let the next shoe to drop be race war, burning cities, and Obama calling in Homeland Security as the referee while his surrogates stir it all up. I really wonder who they're hiring as police officers, though. With the 70-man paramilitary team with the MRAPs there in Ferguson. Oh, these are for Al-Qaeda. First chance they get, they're out there in people's face. As soon as they pull the tanks back, suddenly people stop throwing bottles. I mean, it'd be like if some guy got in your yard, all muscle-bound, saying, come out here, I'm going to kick your butt for no reason. I guess the cops think we're all the type of coward that would just cower inside. I mean, I'm not looking for trouble, but I don't care how big the guy is. The bigger, the better, quite frankly. I get people that when they're faced with something big and mean, getting really aggressive. Because I tend to fight, not run. And that's why, quite frankly, I can't go to these type of events. Because, I mean, I just can't. I mean, man, the cops start aiming guns at my chest when I'm standing there with a video camera and I'm not doing anything. I mean, they're just all standing out there for hours, and you look over, and the cop's aiming a .223 right at your chest, smiling at you. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, we're dead inside if that doesn't make you angry. I guarantee you both my grandfathers, and they weren't like the meanest guys in town or anything, would have climbed up on top of an armored vehicle and beaten the hell out of that cop. When World War II vets came back to Athens, Tennessee, and a bunch of that stuff was going on, they attacked the city hall and police station and basically blew it up. And the state police stood down, and the state legislature endorsed it. So, of course, that was white people mainly, though. The Battle of Athens. So, I mean, is it different when whites march up with guns? That's another issue. Look at what happened when it was predominantly a white crowd. There were some blacks and Hispanics out there at Bundy Ranch. And the feds knew there were military people ready for it to start. Thank God we were there trying to de-escalate the situation. But see, this is where all this is going, folks. Tinder boxes at every level. As a military veteran who saw a lot of combat, Joe Biggs, do you disagree with my analysis? Do you agree with it? You're out there in Ferguson reporting live from the street. We're going to go out and talk to some of the crowd coming up. We're talking to Josh Owens as well. You've heard my breakdown, but what's your take on what I just said?
Well, I completely agree. You know, when someone points a gun at you, you're going to stand up for the most part. Most people don't, they're not going to be oppressed like that. You know, and the funny thing is they're trying to justify a complete gassing and shooting up of a town because of one glass bottle and one Molotov cocktail. The Molotov cocktail wasn't even thrown at the police. That landed on top of a car wash away from them anyways, and it was out in 30 minutes. So they try to justify basically turning this town of Ferguson into Fallujah from one bottle hitting the ground. They were threatened from that, and they all had guns pointed at us, and yet one bottle threatened them. I just don't understand that.
And that's at night when they attacked everybody. During the day, you're all just standing around. We have the HD video, and they're like, go to the sidewalk. Now get off the sidewalk. Start shoving people and aiming guns at you.
Yeah, there were women and children trying to get by because they needed to get home. There were kids that needed to get home, and they refused to let people by. There were elderly out here. There were people who were crippled with walkers and canes trying to get home because they couldn't continue standing out here all day, and the police refused. And then once the police decided to attack this entire town, all they did was push everybody another mile up the road to a combat zone and putting them further away from where they needed to be. It was complete and total unprofessionalism on the part last night of the Ferguson police.
Well, the feds are giving these orders, it's always the same now, to get more funding and create the perception they need all these riot police to start the Civil War, Joe.
They keep doing something like this. The scary part is that might happen.
Well, that's the plan. It's like putting two roosters in a pen together.
Yeah.
And you know, putting knives on their feet. I mean, it's going to get violent somewhere down the road, and they're just all sold and ready for this Civil War, which is meant to be triggered using groups that it'll be seen as acceptable. But the real target's the Tea Party. Don't the police and military get that that's officially in the Pentagon plan? Do they really want to go up against American gun owners?
I hope not. I know for the most part, like I've said in the past, all my friends that are military, there's no way they would ever pick up arms against U.S. citizens. They're not going to infringe on people's rights. So they've got to find some very sick, twisted individuals out there to be able to do that, given there are some, but I would hope that the masses would not do that.
Well, what about what we saw in Katrina? I mean, they came and took the guns there.
Yeah, that was a very crazy event right there. I still can't believe that happened.
Well, they ran the PSYOP. It was all a test, and America passed the test that we're ready to be disarmed. And so the New World Order takes that as a chance to advance, and now they're there playing the police and the citizens off against each other, and Obama and the globalists are sitting back laughing. I want to talk to the crowd when we come back, then some to Josh Owens.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
Why didn't the police, within a day, go get the surveillance camera footage? Well, maybe they couldn't, because the place was burned down. But they go into the report how they got it off the digital cloud backup footage of Ferguson citizen Michael Brown reportedly choking and robbing someone in the store, the store owner. And see how they use this destabilization as the pretext now. I mean, we always had stuff like this happening before in America. Why do we need armored vehicles now? We've got Al Sharpton, the reanimated corpse. They're stirring it all up. Let's go back to Joe Biggs reporting for InfoWars.com. Then we're going to come back in the next segment, talk briefly to Josh Owens. What else is coming up, Joe? What else is unfolding out there? I'm told the paramilitary police are gone. Now it's state police in blue uniforms talking to the public. The police chief came out, talked to folks last night. We were able to interview him. What do you expect to happen tonight? Are things starting to de-escalate?
Yeah, everything's calming down quite a bit, Alex. Right now, like you said, the police that have been here, that were here last night, were way more professional. They weren't treating people like animals. And when they gave them the right to exercise their rights as an American, and everything was peaceful and fine. The Highway Patrol was very, very professional. They did an outstanding job. But I have Andrew here with me. He actually got to hear the chief of the Ferguson Police this morning speak. What did he have to say?
Well, the fact that the Ferguson Police Chief came down here this morning and didn't release any information on the incident report of the murder of Michael Brown, which is the main story here, and began the whole process of starting to blame the guy who can't stand up for himself because he's dead. So for him to come down here, it was unbelievably unprofessional and provocative. For him to come down here and only give information which suggests we're not really going to talk about the murder right now. We're going to talk about the fact that Mike was a regular person, maybe not a perfect person, but he's dead. He has families. He deserves justice. And the story continues to be and needs to be the death of Michael Brown and not about wrecking him. Not about wrecking him personally. He is dead and he can't speak for himself. And if the witnesses are borne out of what happened a couple streets away, then it is not okay that the police chief of Ferguson comes down here and acts like the story is that Michael Brown might have gotten himself into some trouble. He did not deserve to be shot down like a dog. Sorry, but it's upsetting.
What do you think about the events that have unfolded at nighttime around here with the police department the other night? Were you here when they started shooting tear gas and rubber bullets into the crowd?
I was not here. I'm from North County and happy to be from North County, but I'm from Hazelwood. It was an unbelievable overreaction. The militarization of the zone was ridiculous. It was overkill. And if you point guns at people, bad things are going to happen. It's going to provoke them and upset them for obvious reasons. The feds leaned in and they said, pull out the presence and people will act like people. And that's what happened.
Oh, the feds saved us.
All the more unbelievable.
This guy's an MSNBC listener.
On the police chief and say, don't say this kind of stuff after we finally calmed the community.
Oh, hold on 1 second. I want to ask him a question. Ask him if he's aware of where the training came from that got the police to act like this to begin with, and ask him if he knows about the police report and video showing purportedly Brown robbing the store. I mean, isn't that pertinent?
Are you aware of where the police got their training from?
No, that's an unusual question for me. No, I'm not. I'm not.
And what was the other question, Alex?
Well, I mean, my point is they've been federalized, so the feds can play the part of the savior. Ask him if he's aware that they've released a police report and video stills purportedly showing Michael Brown robbing and choking and attacking the shopkeeper.
Are you aware that they've released some footage and stills saying that Michael Brown actually was involved in a robbery?
I'm very much aware of that. That, however, after several nights of violence, should not be the main story. And the fact that he came down here to launch that, along with nothing, literally nothing, about the murder, suggests that they're beginning to circle the wagons and suggest that it's about who Mike was. It's not about who Mike was. We all have kids. We all have kids that aren't always perfect. But you know what? You don't get to gun them down. And there's no indication at this point that the police officer was chasing him down like a robber. If he was chasing him down like a robber, then why didn't he take in his compadre, his friend who was with him at the scene?
Well, I agree with that, if that's true. Hold on. We're going to come back with that guy, finish up. Talk to a few more. Talk to Josh Ellens. I'm going to give the number out. Take your phone calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
In search of the truth in these uncertain, volatile times, I am your host, Alex Jones, broadcasting worldwide on this Friday edition. Don't forget, we'll be back live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the abbreviated Sunday Global Transmission. We're here Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, and then back Sundays, 5 to 7 Eastern or 4 to 6 Central, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I've been monitoring MSNBC and CNN during the breaks, and it's just, you know, we need the feds to federalize everything. They are the saviors. They will save us. Obama will save us. I mean, I've got CNN and MSNBC on, and at the same time, they've got talking to the crowd saying the same thing with pre-screened folks that they're interviewing. We're just walking up to folks saying, if you promise not to cuss, we'll put you on air and hear what you have to say. Then I tune into Fox, and it's Al Sharpton and the cop haters who love thugs that want to burn everything down, don't like the NRAPs that keep us safe. The feds gave them the training, and we just put an article up on screen where it shows they were given this federal training. They were given the armored vehicles. They were taught how to aim guns at people. This is what the feds do. And then I just love how they gave them the costumes, the armored vehicles, everything. And then they get to sit there and criticize it when they got predator drones flying around. So the police are playing right into it as usual. Newsweek, how America's police became an army. The 1033 program. Well, that's just one small part of it. I don't mean to toot my horn, but I am the expert on the militarization of police because I've been obsessed with it since day one. When I found out the police were training with the military for gun confiscation all over the country, look at Katrina. All right, let's go back to the crew there. I want to get Josh Owens, the cameraman's take on what's happened. I want to talk to a few more people, but Joe Biggs is there finishing up with that gentleman. Anything else, Joe, or does that guy have more to say, or is he gone?
Is there anything else you'd like to say, sir, about what's been happening out here?
Well, in the previous night, I think it was quite obvious that the response was disproportionate and unbelievably provocative. It was, I think you can put any group of people on a street, and if you bring military stuff and you point it at them, and there's plenty of reports of that, you're going to have a problem because people are upset and it's not a fair fight. And you know what? It wasn't really a fight in the first place. What it was is people in a small community really angry that it appears that one of their 18-year-olds about to start technical school on Monday, maybe not a perfect guy, they're going to reveal as much as they can about him, but that they decided that they were going to make that the story instead of investigating and revealing the name of the police officer, which they finally done, and an incident report, which would perhaps try to explain how he was shot repeatedly, perhaps even after he turned around and put his hands up. That's why the symbol is hands up, because nobody can believe that a professional police officer would continue shooting, since that means I give up.
Well, there you have it, Alex. Words from Ferguson, Missouri.
Ask him if he thinks the feds are so good. Is he aware they've given the police the training nationwide and the MRAPs and the rest of it? Explain that to him.
Like, are you aware that the federal government actually gave the Ferguson Police Department those militarized vehicles, those sniper rifles, those M4s, and the equipment, the body armor, to come do this?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's part of the surplus military program that made these things available. The problem is these are very, very serious weapons. They tend to be provocative just by the way they look when they roll down a community street. And so there needs to be appropriate training to use these vehicles. And even when the feds decide...
So you think it's okay to have that kind of weaponry and vehicles moving up and down through towns in America?
I don't.
Even with proper training?
I do not think that there's much of a place for it at all. I think it happened because there were surplus vehicles available. I don't think the training has probably been proper for the use of them, as judging by the way it went down on Wednesday night. When they backed off and treated people like human beings, everything went much better.
But just to make the point, tell them Alex Jones, the host, wants to tell you, because everybody thinks this is just by accident, Army surplus. It's Rand Corporation. It's public the last 30 years, accelerating the last 20. It is a plan to militarize the police, to have a new market for defense contractors domestically. This is not just them getting surplus gear. The military bravado, the end of posse comitatus, all of this is being directed as part of a totalitarian takeover.
And Alex Jones wants to know, do you know that this is a plan by our government to militarize our police nationwide?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as saying that's anything coordinated. I think actually
there's a fair
amount of incompetence.
Do you just think it's just random?
I think the inability to handle weaponry like this is
because the feds couldn't be bad.
Hands, and then clearly, they're still afraid to even say who was calling the shots on the bad nights that we had here in St. Louis. They need to say who was calling the shots because the moment the highway patrol took over reasonable heads prevailed, and they said, okay, we need to back away the military equipment. So do I think that the government's involved in a conspiracy? No, not particularly.
Oh, really?
But this was incompetent at the very least.
Do you like to get groped by the TSA when you go to the airport?
I don't know. Perhaps there are necessary evils in the world, but I don't know. What happened here was avoidable.
Ask him if he thinks the state should be bigger.
If they hadn't decided they were going to trickle out a tiny bit of information, and that information was primarily going to be about how, well, the guy wasn't really such a great guy.
Ask him what his favorite TV network is, TV news.
What's your favorite TV news network you watch?
I just watch the news. Don't give that much thought, really.
Tell him if he likes Mr. Maddow.
Like MSNBC, CBS, CNN, Fox, any of those? Which ones do you like?
CNN's not what it used to be. Probably NBC, I guess.
Do you like Rachel Maddow?
Yeah, she's fine. Yeah, I don't know what that would have to do with anything, really. I don't necessarily have a lot of opinions on people on the news. I know that the last day of news was what brought me down here.
Ask him if she could be the most handsome man in GQ.
Down. Let's not start pointing fingers at people.
He wants to know if you think that Rachel Maddow could be the most handsome man in GQ.
No comment. Seems like a nice lady.
All right.
I actually saw her here yesterday. I mean, Chris Hayes. My bad. Yeah. I confuse them all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, she's actually a great actress. She plays both. That's the big conspiracy. All right, Joe. Hey, let me talk to Josh in just a minute, okay?
Okay, we'll do.
Thanks. Let me give folks the toll-free number to join us on this issue, or the Ukrainians blowing up a Russian convoy might be of some concern, and hundreds of U.S. armored vehicles and tanks being deployed against the Russians. That's mainstream news. Just, you know, the 1st Brigade, 1st Cavalry Division will deploy to the Baltic states to the Russian border. I think that's kind of important. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Here's some of the headlines up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Ferguson cops say Michael Brown robbed store before he was killed. It looks pretty incriminating. Former cop arrested over anti-TSA protest on public property. Yeah, I can't have a First Amendment. That's what's wrong with the police, is they follow an order to do that. Secret Service investigates photo of ISIS flag outside White House. SWAT team claims they were helping. That's a quote. That's really actually hilarious. Oh, boy. In tear gassing of journalists and attack on Al Jazeera. We were there, folks. This is redonkulous. That is really rich. St. Louis County Police Chief grilled on his officers' out-of-control actions. That's a Jakari Jackson interview I want to play part of. There's a lot of those articles. Stirring the pot, DOJ sends marshals to coach the protest in Ferguson. That's just some of the news up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. Again, I'm going to shoot some special reports so we have videos for this Sunday's radio/TV show. It's going to be live, too, but we're going to have some special reports. I'm going to really put on a feast of information Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. on chemtrails, you name it. So be sure and join us for that. Again, the toll-free number to get involved on air is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air here today. And while those calls are coming in, let's go to Josh Owens, the cameraman, to get his take on what he's witnessed overall. I love how all these Democrats and MSNBC viewers, I could tell that guy was a Rachel Maddow viewer, when he was talking, and he means well. That's a mainline liberal, has no idea how he's being gamed. Oh, the feds aren't shipping drugs in. The feds aren't, you know, buying armored vehicles. The feds aren't preparing for martial law. We have all the documents. The feds, you know, didn't do secret testing on black people. They're so naive. I think we should have asked them. I bet that guy was a state or federal worker. They literally are like one-year-old babies that think of the state as mommy's milky. I mean, I'm sorry, that's what this comes down to. And they just think that it's a big, giant mammary gland, giant udders in the sky hanging down like Romulus and Remus, you know, suckling from it. Makes me want to throw up to see the gaming of these people. And then meanwhile, you got Fox News doing the right-wing gaming, you know, up there saying if you don't want armored vehicles and choppers in your neighborhood and NSA checkpoints and cameras, you know, you're with Al Sharpton. I mean, it is just ridiculous. Josh Owens.
Josh Owens, Ferguson, Missouri. Sometimes when I'm standing behind the camera and I hear guys like that talk and some other people we've talked to out here, all I see in my head is a marionette show. And there are the manipulators pulling the strings up above. And I guess the manipulators change with the media, the feds. Every person, I guess, is different. But sometimes, I mean, I honestly think that guy believes there's a room, a surplus room, where the military is just having a friendly yard sale, giving all their equipment to the police, putting it out on the street so that they can stand right over here, be in their MRAPs, and point guns at people. It's just, I don't want to say it's funny because it's not funny, but sometimes you can't do anything but laugh.
They give them federal grants. That's the standard uniform they were wearing. They're being federalized. It's called the RAND Corporation National Stability Force to convert us to martial law. But see, I'm not a pseudo-intellectual speaking with a simpering voice. I just read the last 9 or 10 versions of that updated, the Plan for America. I'm a weirdo, Josh. I know under U.S. Code Title 50, they authorize lethal secret testing on the American people.
Well, right. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of the times these people can be shown the documents and they still don't see it. And, I mean, the proof is in the pudding. We were out here. We saw what happened. I mean, last night there were, I read reports there were hundreds. No, there weren't hundreds, and there weren't even a couple thousand. There were 4,000 or 5,000 people here, possibly even more. When we were marching down the street, you couldn't see the end. I was at the front, and I couldn't see the end. I mean, it went on for miles, it looked like. And there were no MRAPs out here. There were no guns being pointed at people. And the world isn't over. So you see, when reporters are out here, they're trying to show what's going on, and they say, turn your cameras off because they don't want the proof of what they're about to do. They chase people in the neighborhoods. They shoot flashbangs at cars. They shoot people with rubber bullets. They send tear gas out so people are throwing up everywhere. And this guy is just worried about a surplus room and a friend of the little garage sale.
Well, sure. I mean, look at Waco under Clinton with Bradley fighting vehicles and the rest of it burning it to the ground, and Lon Horiuchi and the rest of them out there shooting men, women, and children. I mean, they literally think, oh, the feds would handle it different. This is federal militarized law enforcement in our face. And again, I said this back on Monday. We're going to, and Sunday, we're going to have to hear about the feds being our savior now as demonstrations start up all over the country. And if local police don't back down and allow this to escalate, cities will burn, and then Obama and the globalists get what they want. It's that simple.
Well, like we've seen from Fox News, all it takes is for them to come out with a story saying that Al Jazeera was being helped by the police. They were shooting at them. In the video that you see that Jakar got, Al Jazeera was screaming, saying, stop shooting at us. But that was loving. I mean, they were helping them.
I mean, how do they think they can just lie? They're like, turn your cameras off or we will attack. Turn your cameras off. Boom, 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 boom. And they run up and throw all their equipment down. And like, actually, Al Jazeera asked for help and we were helping them.
I guess because there are a lot of people that will be out here and they'll literally get shot, and then they'll go see on the news that they know no one was shot, and they'll just immediately believe it.
Well, that's probably the answer, is just for the cops to kill everybody and then just say that they were helping everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, if people believe that, then, I mean, there's no end.
Well, what about 2 + 2 = 5? I mean, Obama said so. I mean,
if Obama says so, then it's the truth.
I mean, you're not racist, are you?
I don't know. I might be.
Well, do folks see how they have different management teams, right-wing management teams, managing that fake narrative that's dumbed down and simple, and then left-wing management teams? There, and if you're watching us on TV, there are the reporters thanking the police as they roll around on the ground being hit with tear gas and rubber bullets. So, again, they're thanking them, Josh.
Well,
and by the way, you're being anti-police, Josh, claiming that Al Jazeera didn't thank them. Okay.
Well, I mean, they're rolling on the ground like a dog rolls on the ground when it wants its tummy to be rubbed. They're just so happy that they're being shot at that they're. I mean, you see the Al Jazeera reporter. He can't even talk to Zakari because he's blind, just like what happened to me, just like what happened
to me. Well, were you happy when you were in the Vice car, the reporter's car, and they were flashbanging you? I mean, obviously, you need to thank them.
I felt extremely safe, and I'm just glad that they were keeping me from leaving the area by shooting flashbangs at the car while I was suffocating in the car because all we could see in the headlights was red. All of these, I'm sure everybody in the neighborhood, too, I'm sure they were really happy when they walk out the next morning to go to work, to go to school, and their eyes are burning from the tear gas still in the air.
Yeah, that's what Biggs was telling me, is that the next day you guys were almost vomiting out that there's so much of it.
Yeah. But that's good.
Well, but they were assisting you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what's happened? I saw a Frontline special on this years ago that was so accurate from my research. MTV dumbs things down on purpose. Then they say, oh, the public wants dumbed down television. No. No, they're dumbing it down on purpose. And then that does dumb down the population. We all treat each other as if we're all stupid. And then the cops treat us like we're stupid, and they get treated like they're stupid, and the departments want to hire folks with under 100 IQs now to literally just dumb everything down where everything's a load of bull. Josh, we're going to come back with phone calls. We'll check in with you towards the end of the next hour when Max Kaiser's in studio. Great job there. We'll continue to track everything happening in Ferguson as the demonstrations start in other areas of the country. We'll be right back with your phone calls and more. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
InfoWarsStore.com. From this Monday to next, all of the incredible books, videos, supplements, liberty-based attire, belt buckles, Molon Labe t-shirts, organic seeds, you name it, are 10% off the already extremely low prices. We are doing this special to draw attention to the brainwashing that's taking place in the media and in the public schools and in many of the private schools and the, quote, higher levels of education. InfoWars.com is right at the tip of the spear worldwide. That's why it's essential to take advantage of this 10% off across the board special at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the Made in America apparel or the Produced in America high quality supplements, it's all 10% off the already lowest price in this back to school week. History is taking place right now. By going to InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally buying war bonds in the battle to awaken humanity.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We're going to take your phone calls now, and when Max Kaiser is in studio with us, he just got here. Please don't forget that we are listener-supported when you become PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. There's Max Kaiser. Ronald McDonald with black hair. Good to see you, buddy. And I'm Jabba the Hutt. Anyways, it's good to see Max Kaiser. He'll be in here in a couple segments from now. Please become PrisonPlanet.tv members. 11 people can use each membership, and you're finding the very tip of the spear in the InfoWar. And don't forget, 10% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com, the supplements, the Patriot attire to meet like-minded people and spread the word, the water filtration, the films, the books, over 1,000 items, high-quality dash cams that are the lowest price, everything 10% off with promo code 10. And it runs until Monday, and your purchase is funding, again, a very aggressive pro-liberty platform that tries to transcend the manipulated, controlled political system to get people outside the box to see how it works. That's how we overthrow this corrupt system and restore the republic. So put in promo code 10 at checkout or when you call the toll-free number, 888-253-3139, and you get 10% off already all the discounts. I mean, there's one. In-game Blueprint for Global Enslavement is the deal of the day. Three-hour film, huge extras, on DVD, $8. You get an additional 10% off that. I mean, come on. We want to move tons of product because the product is the weapon of truth, and it supports the larger operation. The Super Detox Specials, all of it, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I want to thank you all for your support. Great time to test out our high-quality organic coffee. Wake Up America, all of it, 10% off everything until next Monday. Steve in New Mexico, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. You're on the air. What did you call in about today?
Hey, first of all, we love you, Alan Stooks, for all you do, brother. And I just need to bring to your attention, there's an article out by KRQE News 13 over here in New Mexico and over here in Albuquerque. And it just touches on, they're bringing in these new mobile cameras for APD to use against us. And, I mean, all the other issues that's going on in the world, this ain't too much, but they're causing havoc over there, just over here.
If you look at Albuquerque, we've done a lot of reports on that. It's one of the most dangerous police departments out there, shooting homeless people for no reason and then celebrating and then letting a dog attack the body and shooting him more to make sure he's dead. I mean, it just keeps happening. They are so whacked out. And it's just there's no accountability. But it's the same thing with the foreign banks looting the treasury. It's a nightmare. Yeah, they're putting mobile cameras up everywhere, but don't want their officers to have cameras on. No, they only want them for the public. New Mexico is a giant narcotics trafficking command base. Ironhead in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey there, Alex. I don't know how I keep on getting through the picket fence, but I guess I'm destined to Providence gets me to the...
Well, you're here. You're on the air. Go ahead, sir. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, right. Okay. Problem, reaction, solution. I think it's time that all the info warriors throughout the planet start going, identify the problem, and then state a solution. Maybe you could have a solution set day where you just ask people to call in, give a solution. My solution to what's going on up and down both sides of the border on this country is what would happen if one day, starting next month, we had an open carry day. I guarantee you there would be no problem on either side of the fence. They may use it as a provocateur event, but just think about the impact that would have. Send a message.
Well, open carry is great because it teaches people that guns are not illegal yet. They want to have the perception with all the TV shows set in New York where you're going to jail, boy, I found you with a gun, to create the perception that all our guns are illegal. So it is a key thing. Great point. What's another solution?
That is the solution set that I was wanted to illustrate.
We should have more solution shows. God bless you. Look, waking up, getting upset, getting involved, promoting a Bill of Rights culture, promoting telling the truth, being honorable again, that's the answer. Tiffany?
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the Earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.